Florida is one of only three states that does not require a unanimous jury decision to sentence a person to death. Under current law, a simple majority is enough to recommend the death penalty, but the judge is not required to follow that recommendation. U.S. Supreme Court justices ruled 8-1 Tuesday that Florida's sentencing process gives judges too much power and takes power away from juries. The ruling's based on the case of Timothy Lee Hurst, who murdered his manager at a Popeyes restaurant in Pensacola. Hurst's jury voted 7-5 in favor of the death penalty, and the judge imposed that sentence. The High Court has ordered a new sentencing hearing for Hurst. Meanwhile, Cape Canaveral Republican Senator Thad Altman has filed legislation that would require a unanimous jury decision to hand down a death sentence. He's attempted similar legislation in the past. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.